From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Residents of the chain of islands at Florida's southern tip could be prevented from returning to their homes for weeks by the extensive devastation from the hurricane that hit this week, the White House said Monday. The damage in Florida may be less concentrated, but it is spread across a much larger area. The state is the third most populous in the U.S., with more than 20 million residents. Nearly 6 million people had no power Monday, and large areas were devastated by fallen trees, roofs ripped from homes, and roads closed by windswept rains. Many harbors were filled with the wreckage of storm-tossed yachts. The U.S. State Department said it had reopened embassies and consulates in the Dominican Republic, Haiti, the Bahamas, Barbados, and Curaçao, although services were limited. The Defense Department said 4,600 American troops were supporting relief operations in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and that more than 10,000 service members were in Florida. The power grid in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico was so badly damaged that repairs could take months. Puerto Rico says it received more than 1,000 people, mainly American citizens, evacuated from St. Thomas and St. Martin. Attention is focused not only on the hard-hit U.S. territories of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, but missions are being conducted to repatriate American citizens on the 88-square-kilometer St. Martin, jointly held by the Dutch and French. The U.S. Air National Guard said it had successfully rescued more than 1,000 Americans from St. Martin on Sunday. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued a temporary order allowing the Trump administration to maintain its restrictive policy on refugees while the court considers challenges to the travel ban. Justice Anthony Kennedy issued the temporary order Monday. It's expected to remain in effect while the full court takes up the matter, likely within a matter of a few days. Pope Francis ended his trip to Colombia by appealing to her people to unite to end more than half a century of armed conflict. At a mass in Cartagena, he said if Colombia wants a stable and lasting peace, it must untie the knots of violence and unravel the complex threads of disagreements. He also expressed what he called his closeness to each one of the sons and daughters of Venezuela. Colombia's neighbor has been embroiled in years of economic and political crisis. The international watchdog group Global Witness says Zimbabwe's government has been secretly using diamond exploitation to bankroll its military and spy agency, both of which have been accused of human rights abuses in support of President Robert Mugabe. Sebastian Mofu has more now from Harare for VOA.
Spokesman Obed Gutu of Zimbabwe's main opposition party, the Movement for Democratic Change, welcomed the Global Witness report.
If those diamonds had been properly accounted for, the eastern border city of Mutare would be the Las Vegas of Zimbabwe. But you go to Mutare today, it looks like a ghost town, just like any other town city in Zimbabwe. Derelict infrastructure. But you then ask yourself, where is all the money gone? Obviously, the money has been externalized, and a few people have benefited at the expense of the nation of Zimbabwe.
Mugabe's nationalization of the diamond sector has not gone unchallenged. Court cases by the private companies ordered to stop work in March 2016 are ongoing. Global Witness says the diamond sector, under the control of the new government-backed mining company, remains shrouded in secrecy. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov has urged the United States to start finding a way to resolve the problems between the two countries. In a Russian foreign ministry statement, he called for a stop to the destruction of Russian-U.S. relations, and he said it's time to start finding solutions to resolve problems that are mounting through no fault of our own. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.